106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:39.
Kelly Slater is unquestionably the greatest surfer we've ever seen. He's old enough to be the fathers of some of the rookies. And the guy shows up at 36 and he just schools them.
He's won 8 titles and possibly 9 this year.
I think the only record he doesn't hold is that he hasn't won every single event.
Ever since I was a little kid growing up, he was the main guy that, you know, everyone looked up to, and he still is to this day. And
Kelly dominates surfing as Tiger dominates golf.
Well, like he used to. Like Tiger used to dominate golf.
Hey, Tiger has dominated golf, man.
He has. That's true.
Hey, he's dominated more than golf, my friend.
That's what I mean.
I'll tell you that. We have been lucky enough to have had Kelly Slater on the show for many, many years here on the Kevin and Bean program. We're very happy to welcome him back to talk about the new film that is called The Ultimate Wave Tahiti 3D. You can't put out a movie these days, can you, Kelly, unless it's in 3D. No one cares anymore.
Yeah. Crazy stuff has to happen.
Tell us about the Ultimate Wave Tahiti and tell where it is and how it came about, all of that.
I guess it's in Tahiti. That's my guess, Kevin.
Wow, you are smart.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, how is it formed and what's the history of it?
Well, I'm not sure what the inception was exactly, but basically it's a film that is based around, the story is based around my friend Raimana from Tahiti and me going down there to visit him and trying to surf this wave that everyone calls Chopu. It's actually pronounced Teahupo, but everyone goes down to surf Chopu, and it's one of the most dangerous waves in the world, and when it's big and scary, it's pretty much a sight to see, so... It's kind of a film about the science of waves, but the story revolves around us in Tahiti.
Okay. Now, you've surfed big waves before. Was it something that was different? Was it a different sort of experience for you being on that particular wave versus others? Or are they all about the same, Kelly?
No, this wave is pretty sought after by people. You know, when we see a swell, a lot of people line up to get on the flight and get down there for it. So... I've surfed it pretty big before, but I hadn't surfed it as big as we got it in the film. You know, it's not big every day. I've been there when it's not even breaking. It can be really small some days, but when it's big, it's really dangerous. About 10 years ago, a guy died out there hitting the reef face first.
Oh, and that doesn't seem good.
Yeah, he broke his neck and his jaw, and that was kind of the wake up to everyone. Like this wave is serious, and. I don't know how no one's died there since, because guys have ridden probably the scariest waves I've ever seen there since then. A friend of mine, Shane Dorian, got a wave, ironically, on 9/11 2 years ago that was, it looked like a Photoshop. It didn't even look like a real wave.
And, wow.
There's been a few ridden like that there.
So basically everybody, all the good surfers watch the news, and when they see this wave created, they all jump on a plane.
Yeah, we just go on to a few of the different websites and we kind of all got this one guy we talked to, and he gives us the rundown on what swells are. You can look around the world and see what swell is big, where in the ocean, and then basically follow it to where it's going to be best.
All right, forgive me if this is an ignorant question, Kelly, but when I think of that part of the world, Tahiti, which is a beautiful, beautiful country, I always think of the guys surfing with the longboards, and that's not what you use. Is it a completely different style of surfing out there?
I forgive you. No, it's basically almost all shortboards there. It's almost every single wave is kind of a dangerous reef pass. There is only maybe 2 beach breaks that I know of in Tahiti. It's all reefs besides that.
Reefs not good. Reefs equal danger.
No, reefs good.
Good, I mean.
Injury equals excitement equals fun.
Right. Tell us about the 3D filming. That had to be dangerous at best with those waves.
Yeah, well, funny enough, some of the most dangerous filming was when it was small, because we took this water housing out that when the camera's loaded in it, into the housing, it weighs about 130, 140 pounds, and it barely floats. And it was a pretty funny sight, because I'd sort of be surfing by myself. It wasn't a real crowded couple of days when I was there at this time. And the filmer, Mike, and then Raimana would jump in with him, and about 3 or 4 or 5 different guys would be holding on to the back of the guy filming just to hold him, because when the wave would go over,
right,
the camera would go with it, because the thing weighs basically like a human that's, dead weight. So